easy with your name and affiliation with the foundation.
Okay, I'm Ruth Wood, and I am on the board of the Jessica Stevens Community Foundation. I'm the secretary, but that doesn't really matter.
So the reason we're talking today is that there are going to be some new things coming with how the Jessica Stevens Community Foundation handles grant funding. The foundation's been giving away, well, how long has the foundation been giving away money, roughly?
Yeah, we've been giving away money roughly, let's say, 4 years, 5 years,
okay,
in that area.
And you've got a pretty broad range of things that can be funded.
Right, right.
I see here it's got a really broad range of stuff that can actually...
You know, our overall goal is to support a healthy community, and so we have areas that we focus on, and the grants can be for specific projects or they can be for operating funds.
Which is not something that you see less and less of these days,
right,
is the ability to apply for an operating grant. I know at least some local organizations have really, you know, they've really benefited from that. So I want to talk a little bit about the changes. And I guess, you know, right here we've got a little list of FAQs in front of us. And right at the top, it really kind of lines that out where it says this is now a challenge grant process.
Yes.
So can you tell me kind of the why move to this format?
Okay. So this, we may not do this every year.
Okay.
But we want to encourage the nonprofits in our area to go out and solicit donations from new people,
mm-hmm,
and to ask their current donors to give a little bit more. And the reason, it's not that we don't think people are giving enough, but we think it's good practice to actually go talk to your donors and ask them. And the other thing is that it's an easier ask when you can say, I have a match.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people who actually say, you know, I only give to organizations that are looking for a match because,
mm-hmm,
my dollar then goes further. So that's kind of the thinking behind it.
Okay. And so we're seeing, I mean, you see this happening in a lot of places. I know Rasmussen is big on this now, where the more local support you can demonstrate, it's kind of at the opposite end of the process because they want you to demonstrate that support when you're asking.
Right.
But, you know, it you do see that at Mattsu Health Foundation does some of that now. Like I said, Rasmussen, and I mean, those are two of the big ones in this area, mm-hmm, at least. And, you know, I remember when Dennis McMillan was up here, he said that one thing that nonprofits, public radio aside, have trouble doing is asking people for money.
Yeah, it's hard to do, you know, because it's just hard. But it's an important thing to do. And when you do it, you find out how well you're thought of in the community.
Mm-hmm.
I love going to that performance at Denali Arts. Boy, I listen to KTNA every single day. And, you know, an individual ask really, really goes far. The other thing, at Jessica Stevens, we have benefited from Rasmussen matches.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, every year since we started, we have had an opportunity to meet a match. And so we've learned firsthand that it helps you make the ask because you can say, you know, we've got a really great opportunity if we can match it. And it's an opening line,
mm-hmm,
you know. So
you're right. It is pretty good practice to get into as a nonprofit. I mean, as someone who's sat on nonprofit boards in this community, it is when you can go to a donor and say, hey, look, we've got this much already lined up. You know, what can you give us to help out with that? You know, and the Jessica Stevens Community Foundation is part of, or, you know, affiliated with the Alaska Community Foundation. And so are they, I mean, do they more or less let the local organizations disperse the money and that they raise and the way they see fit?
Yes.
Okay.
They don't have to technically, but they have never done anything but ask us, you know, how we want to do grants. And actually they're very, supportive because they have to do all the office work for,
mm-hmm,
us. And so, you know, they've worked to the applications online again. And they also have worked with us the grantees won't have to see this for a while, but we're trying to set up a pretty simple reporting form, mm-hmm. because we don't want to make it a chore for the grantees. Mm-hmm. To report back to us.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about kind of the nuts and bolts of how this works.
Okay.
So this is a challenge grant. The term matching is used a couple of times in here. So is this like a dollar for dollar?
Yes.
Okay.
So this year, the grants can be from $500 to $3,000.
Okay.
And you can apply for whatever amount you wish. And we don't know how many applications we'll get or how we'll divvy it up, but if you have a $500 grant, you will be asked to raise $500 in either increased donations or new donations.
Okay.
And you have to raise the whole $500. If you ask for a grant of $3,000 and we give you a grant of $3,000, you have to match the whole $3,000.
Okay.
So it's not a partial deal.
And so this is, you know, with some, you know, a lot of the organizations in town do already have at least some fundraising. So you say this has to either be a new donor or someone who is giving beyond what they normally do?
Right.
Okay.
And new donors were pretty, it's basically somebody that didn't give you any money last year.
Sure.
Someone that hasn't given you money in the last 10 years.
Right. It's so-and-so gave me money in 2005, so we can't use them.
You can use them.
Just as long as they didn't give it to you in 2015, in this case.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what does the timeline look like
on
that?
So basically the grants will be announced in August, mm-hmm. and then you have until April 1st to report back to us. April 1st of 2016 to report back to us that you have met the match. And we really did that more because year end is a big giving time, and we wanted to make sure that people had that.
You capture that.
Yeah, could capture that.
Okay. And so the funds don't get dispersed until that organization reports back and says, okay, here's the money we've raised. Here's our documentation.
Right.
May we have our money, please?
And you can't count donations that happen before you are awarded the grant.
Okay, so it has to be after.
So it does have to be after that. And I don't think we have the exact date in August yet, but the application period is open now and ends at 5 p.m. July 10th.
Okay.
So, and then they'll be announced in August, and then you can immediately start raising funds to count to the match. If you are able to meet your match by October, you can submit your grant report then. You don't have to wait till April 1st.
One other thing in here that was interesting is if you're an organization and say you get a $500 grant and you have one person that's willing to come and say, all right, I will write you a $500 check so that you make sure you make your match, how does that work?
Okay, so we realized that could happen, and it wasn't exactly what we want to happen.
Okay.
Because we really want to, we want the nonprofits to go out and talk to their donors and get donations. So we did put a stipulation, and I want to read it just to make sure get it exactly right. So we're asking you to get donations from individuals or individually owned small businesses. And we're saying that matching donations must come from more than one donor with a cap of $500 per donor. So if you get a $500 donor grant, if you get a $500 grant, you can do it with two donors.
You still need at least two. Even if somebody comes and writes you a $500 check, you need somebody else to come give you something.
Yes. Yeah. And we don't want to make it too restrictive, mm-hmm. but we do want people to not just call their board chair and say, hey, will you give me a $500?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, so, there's bound to be, I'm sure, a ton of different permutations on this. But, you go into a lot of nonprofits around the town. I know what happens at the Arts Council. And, you go to an event, you pay your ticket, you're already a member, whatever. But there will be a little donation bucket. Mm-hmm. So But that's hard to track if somebody's dropping $20 in a donation bucket. So how would something like that work?
Well, that, you know, that's a good question that I haven't really thought of the answer. But you know what? I think that if you're going to do a donation jar, you actually would need to watch it and say, you know, you maybe have a little slip of paper that they fill out.
Okay.
So something like that. But you know, we... I'll bring this back to our next meeting so I can answer it when we're specifically asked that.
Well, but I mean, you know, I mean, it sounds like what you're saying is that while that does work, you know, here and there for things, for a few different organizations, I think the museum might have one too, I'm not sure on that.
Yeah.
But that for, if you're doing it specifically for this purpose, that there should be some kind of documentation.
You should know who is making the donation. But, you know, if somebody wants to hand you $20 and they've never given you money before, just say, well, can I record your name for this so that we can meet this match?
You don't need a copy of their driver's license or anything like that.
I mean, we want to work with you. But we also do want you to get names that hopefully will, of people who will continue to give beyond this grant. And if you don't know who they are, you can't continue to ask them.
Right. So, okay. Well, I mean, you do have, there are a lot of organizations like KTNA that are membership based. And so for us, it's pretty easy. We keep pretty good records of who gave us what money at what time and what day. For an organization that's not used to doing that, that's maybe based off of, you know, sale of a product or something along those lines, what would you recommend they do as far as getting that information down?
Yeah. Well, I would say to, you know, get the date of the donation, the person's name, I'd say an address, you know, and the amount of the donation.
Okay.
And, you know, if it's an organization that's not already keeping records, you know, they can have a little note that says, you know, this is the first time this person's donated.
Okay.
We're going to believe you.
Okay.
If you're a bigger organization, we would expect you to have a little more
and
formal reporting.
The bigger ones do tend to.
Yeah.
So, and I guess the other thing is if folks do have questions either more about the process or whether they qualify or that sort of thing, how do they get in touch with Jessica Stevens Foundation?
So, of course, in town, many of you know us. It's summer, so who knows who will be here, but... So you can call me or any other board member. We have an email address of info@jessicasfoundation.org. And that's probably the easiest because several of us will be monitoring that email.
Okay.
But, you know, you can feel free to call me. I'm going to be head of the grant committee because it's my turn. And... so I will make sure that somebody will answer your questions.
Okay.
And we encourage people to call us or talk to us before they apply, because this is a new thing for many of these groups. So.
Okay, great. Well, and you said, you know, this might not happen next year. Is this the sort of thing? Are you considering looking at different options each year? Or?
Yeah, we have talked about the fact that there's different ways to set up grant programs and... You know, if we find this is really difficult for our grantees, we're not trying to make life harder for them, you know. So maybe we'll do something else.
Okay.
You know, we've talked about things like having, instead of just completely general grants, to focus on something like, you know, healthcare or something, or recreation or something for the year. But that's all we're still talking about. Things.
Okay. Oh, I thought of another question.
Okay.
So what if an organization...
Wait, is this a test?
No. I'm genuinely curious about this, and I'm not sure. Maybe it's something y'all have considered. If an organization has a benefit event, say a silent auction, or puts on a concert or a show... or something like that. How does that work?
Okay. So Philip is seeing me shaking my head.
Yes.
No. Ticket sales will not count for
this.
And product sales will not count.
Okay. So this has to be giving you a donation just to give you a donation.
Yes.
Okay. That clears that up.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Ruth.
Okay. You're welcome.